Renewed violence in the Middle East between Israel and Gaza has now entered a sixth day. And there is a human toll, as you might expect, to all of this fighting. What is it like there now? WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green was in the region during the last flare-up, 2008 to 2009. He joins us live in the studio. Paint us a picture, J.J. What's it like for the average citizen right now? They're certainly hearing those air raid sirens. Yeah. What are they going through?
This time of year, from September until now, obviously, for little kids, 5 to 6 years old, they're going to school for the first time. And so instead of being excited about the new book bag, the first lesson that these kids get when they get in school is you have 15 seconds to get underneath your desk or to go hide when you hear the air raid siren. This is what those kids get in Israel, in the Sderot and in southern Israel region. This is how much time you have. 15 seconds is all you have once you hear that siren to get to safety. So people there know that it's a troubling sign to hear that siren. And all of these rockets that are coming in right now, it's almost they're almost overwhelmed to that degree. The people in Gaza, they are told regularly these rockets can come over at any moment. They can pinpoint your location. They can take out your house. Granted, many of these locations in Gaza have rocket launchers next to them or some kind of weapon buried underneath them, which Israel has targeted surgically. These people live in fear every single day, every single night.
And I would assume because of the sheer number of rockets that are being fired from both sides that people are spending inordinate amounts of time in bomb shelters.
They are, and at the hospitals as well. What I was told when I was there at the Ashkelon Hospital, which is in southern Israel, there are so many people there when this kind of thing happens that come to the hospital having heart attacks. Some of them are not necessarily older people. These are younger people. These are people who hear these sirens. They hear the whistle of those rockets. And every single day, this is what they deal with. And when this happens, the intensity increases. The tempo, as we're told, militarily speaking, increases. The number of visits to the hospital increase. And it's not just Israelis going to the Israeli hospitals. You have people from Gaza crossing the border coming over. And they're helping them. To their credit, they're helping them. But it is an almost it's an unbelievable scenario to be in for a conflict like this in those densely populated areas.
In the 6 days of fighting thus far, are you estimating that this outbreak of violence is more deadly than what you witnessed 4 years ago?
Well, yeah. In full disclosure, we left in November of 08, and the fighting in earnest started right after that. Mm-hmm. But these rockets now that they have make it more deadly. The rockets that Hezbollah, or rather Hamas, was using the last time around had a range, a grouping range in terms of people they could reach of about 30,000 people. But now you're looking at with these new rockets they've been getting from Iran, they can reach 3 million people. And this is a reason why the Iron Dome system is in use. So it's a much higher cost that Israel would have to pay if these rockets hit pay dirt. And the same is true of these Israeli and Israeli incursion into Hamas territory in Gaza, which is one of the most densely populated places on earth.
All right. Thank you, JJ.
Welcome.